close your eyes. And let's follow the breath. Now imagine someone whom you feel is not a good companion for you, and to whom you feel an attachment, whether it's the attachment of good manners or the attachment of their karmic connection to you. It could be a family member, it could be a friend, it could be a partner. What we are doing in this practice is cutting the ties that bind us to this person so that we can be more free in our connection. So as you bring this person to mind, notice that there are strings of energy, cords, that connect you to this other person. A lot of them come from the heart. Some of them come from the mind. But if you really contemplate your attachment or your feeling of being kind of stuck with this person or stuck in this relationship, you'll see that part of what keeps you stuck is the existence of these cords. So as you become aware of them, and you know, if you're not a visualizer and if it's not immediately apparent to you where they are, don't worry about it. I'm honestly going to suggest that you imagine them, because doing this process in imagination is just as powerful as if you're really visualizing these connections that you want to loosen. Now imagine yourself taking a pair of scissors, a pair of shears, and just snipping the cords. For some of you, what might be even more powerful is to imagine the cords as being connected to your body by suction cups, and actually pull them out. Pull out the suction cups and just let them go into the air. We're going to take a couple moments to do this. See if you can pull out or cut any cord that is attaching you to one of these people, or it could even be a situation where you know that your association is creating pain for you. That is based on misunderstanding, delusion, clinging, infatuation, anger, etc.